Proposition 1 is the annual proposal for Anchorage Roads and Drainage Service Area Road and Drainage Bonds. At $37,090,000, it's the largest of the municipality's bond requests on the April 6th ballot. If approved, nearly three dozen projects scattered across the Anchorage Bowl will receive funding. In an Anchorage Chamber of Commerce address, Mayor Dan Sullivan noted the broad goals of Proposition 1.
Congestion relief, safety, improved road conditions, these are the projects that are kind of the big-ticket items on the bonds this year.
The projects range from $4,300,000 for the Clatt Road and C Street intersection to a trio of resurfacing and paving tasks at $100,000 each. Major roadway projects include more Arctic Boulevard surface rehabilitation, the 72nd Avenue upgrade, an Independence Drive extension, B Street reconstruction by Tudor Road, along with circulation and access improvement work by Van Buren Street and 48th Avenue that the mayor describes as an important safety item.
We've got two major truck traffic causers right behind there, right by an area where a lot of kids hang out because of the school, the ball fields, the soccer fields, and the Spinard Rec Center. This project redirects the trucks back away and behind those facilities.
This project also figures in ballot Proposition 5, a land exchange that makes the new access roadway possible. Sullivan points out the Proposition 1 list provides matches for millions of dollars in state funds. With many of the projects listed ready to go this summer, Sullivan says the impact on the local economy will be immediate.
Combined with the state grants, the construction projects will infuse an estimated $60 million into the Anchorage economy this year, creating up to about 500 jobs.
The estimated cost to retire the bond is $23.68 per $200,000 of assessed valuation. Operations and maintenance costs are estimated at 56 cents per $200,000 and would increase the municipal tax cap by up to $70,000. All voters citywide will decide Proposition 1, but only property taxpayers in the Anchorage roads and drainage area would pay for the bonds. That area includes much of the Anchorage Bowl, but not Girdwood, Eagle River Chugiak, or most of the hillside.